Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we're continuing our conversation with Dave and Ashley Willis. And today's a big day for them as the release of their new book is coming out called The Naked Marriage. It's undressing the truth about sex, intimacy, and lifelong love. And if you want to get a copy of that, today's the first day it's released. You can go to their website, NakedMarriageBook.com. Get a copy of it. One of the things I really like about it, it's only 10 chapters, so it's not a long read, but packed with good stuff, but also has discussion guides with each chapter along with the book, so just really good stuff there. So if you missed that program, you want to hear what we talked about yesterday, kind of the intro to the book and talked about the first chapter, go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, just 14 minutes long. I know you'll be encouraged. If you didn't hear yesterday, Dave and Ashley Willis actually are Kentucky natives, Georgetown, Kentucky, but they now live in Dallas, Texas, and are part of the ministry team with Marriage Today, which actually is the largest marriage-focused ministry in the United States. They live there with their four sons, and so maybe you'll recognize their voices here. Dave used to be on staff at Northeast Christian Church in Lexington. Ashley is a former school teacher, but I want to talk today, Dave and Ashley, about a chapter called Naked Fights, because I've done a lot of weddings in my 15-plus years of marriage, or of ministry, as I know you have too, Dave. And I always get a little concerned when couples say, when I'm doing the premarital counseling, they say, oh, we never fight, because that's not reality, is it?
No.
Oh, goodness.
No, they're going to be disagreements. If you never disagree, I think, you know, that's potentially a warning sign, because, you know, God calls us to unity in marriage, but not uniformity. You know, we're different people with different opinions, and every day has opportunities to serve each other and work things out where we have a different perspective, for sure.
Well, one of the things that I liked here in this chapter called Naked Fights, Dave, you talked about an F5 marriage tornado. Just the sound of that doesn't sound good, man. You sure what that is?
Sure. Well, I'm not a tornado expert other than seeing the 1990s movie Twister several times. But I remember from that movie that an F5 tornado is the worst storm in nature, the most powerful storm in nature. And we feel like that in marriage, kind of the worst storm is also an F5 storm. It's five factors that all happen to start with the letter F that all kind of spin around in a cyclone. And it starts with frustration whenever we're feeling frustrated with each other. When we're in this storm, that frustration leads to number two, false assumptions. And those false assumptions cause us to look at each other with a skewed perspective and a negative perspective. And that inevitably leads to the third one, which is fighting. And then that fighting leads to the fourth one, which is fatigue. You just get exhausted. You kind of retreat to your own corners. And then it leads to the fifth F in the F5 tornado, which is fantasizing. That's when you start fantasizing about a life apart from each other, fantasizing about how good life would be if you were married to someone else, or maybe escaping into sinful fantasy like pornography. And then that inevitably leads right back to the top of the cyclone with more frustration, and you go round and around again. And so many couples, I think, are caught in this storm. And so part of what we do in the book is really kind of help them create a pathway to finding peace through the F5 peace plan, which we can talk about as well. And then ongoing beyond that, just communicating in a healthy way so that you don't ever fall back into that tornado.
Well, I like that, you know, obviously you stated the problems, and fact of the matter, if you're in marriage, you're going to have problems. But the good news is you did give us a solution. You called it the peace plan. And I know lots of friends and, you know, couples that say, man, I just need a little peace. So talk about that F5 peace plan, marriage peace plan that you talked about in the book.
Oh, yes. No, the peace plan is the way to go. And the interesting thing about it is it still starts with frustration. And I know sometimes people kind of look confused when we put that in there, but we're like, you know, just because you're going through the peace plan doesn't mean you're not going to have frustration sometimes in your marriage, because, you know, we live in a broken world and we're going to have disagreements. And just like David mentioned, we're not, you know, perfect clones of each other. And that would be kind of weird if we were. So we'll want to celebrate our differences and also know that there's going to be times we have to work it out. So in the peace plan, you know, instead of making false assumptions about each other after you're frustrated, you forgive each other. Like, forgiveness is the first step. And there's a big difference. A lot of times people think, well, I can't forgive my spouse because I can't trust them. But forgiveness and trust are very different things. And we talk a lot about this in the Naked Marriage book. Forgiveness is something that is really, you know, God has forgiven us. And not because we did anything, but because of Jesus, because he's God and he gives us grace. And in the same way, it talks about this in the Bible, we need to forgive. And so we forgive our spouse instantly. But trust, on the other hand, can only be earned. And so we can trust them by first forgiving them and making trust, the rebuilding of trust, possible. And so, you know, you allow them to build trust by their consistent actions, by their honesty. And over time, you can trust them again. And then the next, there are some next steps, too. And the next one is you focus on the positive. Because, you know, just like in the F5 marriage tornado, you can get caught up in making those false assumptions and just thinking your spouse is out to get you. But in the F5 peace plan, you know, you can focus on the positive. You think about what you're thankful for in your spouse. You think about all the good things that they do. Because so many times, you know, half the problem is we're just completely focusing on the wrong things. And in our mind, we kind of have this mental battle going on where we're keeping a list of all the things we do right and all the things they do wrong. And when we find ourselves in that battle, it only is going to bring us down and keep us in that F5 tornado. So if we're going to choose to pursue peace, we have to focus on the positive. And then after that, I know it's kind of a long description here, so stay with me. After that, we fix our thoughts on God's promises. You know, we have to get the word in our minds. So many times when we've been kind of just negative on our spouse and fighting all the time, and we get to that like fatigue point, we need to really replace our negative thoughts with God's promises. And we can only do this through prayer and through reading the word. And, you know, it talks about how we need to take every thought captive in the word. You know, it talks about take every thought captive and replace it with God's truth. And so this is that part of the peace plan where we start letting his promises, his word, really wash over us and bring us that peace. And then ultimately, the last F in the peace plan is finding peace. And I think we live in a world where peace, you know, people just don't talk about peace that much, or they think it's not possible, but it really is a gift, you know, of the Holy Spirit, and it's a fruit of the Spirit. And it's really, it's just something you can't even put a price tag on, because when you have peace, it doesn't mean that you don't have problems, but it means that you can have God's peace through those problems. And in the word, it describes peace from God as peace that surpasses understanding. So sometimes you can have peace when literally you can't even work out what's going on in your mind right now or in your heart, that God's peace can be there and can help you take the next step towards God and towards your spouse.
Well, I love that, because, you know, so many times we think, I just don't feel like it. But if we stand on what God's word says, eventually, if we'll stand on those promises, our feelings will line up if we take those actions first. Is that kind of what you guys have found?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, we do live in this world that says, follow your heart. But God's word says your heart can really steer you wrong unless your heart is following Jesus. And so we can't depend on our feelings, because our feelings are going to be all over the place. And, you know, Dave and I in our marriage, and we share very honest and raw, you know, stories about our own struggles. And we got caught up in this. There were times, right, sweetie, that we got caught up in this, in our own feelings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, feelings will skew your perspective. You know, you won't see the positive in your spouse. You'll always see things through a negative lens of, well, I'm the one who's doing everything, or I care more, or he or she, they don't really care as much as I do. And we start creating these false assumptions, which lead us right back into that F5 marriage tornado. And we've got to be so intentionally to follow God's plan for peace. You know, Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. You know, there's so much about this in Scripture. And peace in Scripture, like Ashley was saying, you know, it's more than just the absence of conflict.
Right.
Really, it's the presence. It's the presence of a God who's always greater than that conflict, and he's wanting you to invite him into your marriage.
And there's a verse we share, and we share all kinds, just so listeners can know, we share all kinds of verses that they can really cling to, if maybe they're not that familiar with the verses about peace. But one of my favorite verses, it talks about how God's peace will bind our hearts together. And I love that, because even if you've had, you know, something happened in your marriage and it's rocking you guys, and you're like, oh my goodness, we've really got a lot of healing to do. We've really got to learn how to communicate in a better way. The more that you allow God's peace to come into your home and to come into your hearts, the more he is literally going to bind your hearts together.
Man, good stuff there. One of the things I love in the book that you guys talk about, I'm talking with Dave and Ashley Willis. They're Georgetown, Kentucky natives, but they are now part of the marriage ministry called Marriage Today in Dallas, Texas. And we're talking about their new book that's just come out today, The Naked Marriage. You can get a copy of that at nakedmarriagebook.com. But Ashley, you know, we talked about fighting as just part of the relationship, because people are different, opposites attract. And you gave some really good stories. Could you share a couple of them? One, the taking turns story and the cuddle bug story.
cuddling.
Oh, goodness. No, Dave and I, it's so funny. Like, we did not, I don't know if we really knew this when we first got married, how different we are with cuddling. But kind of the longer we're married, I realized Dave is very much the cuddler in the relationship.
I know. I wish we were cuddling right now.
He really does.
I want to be on you.
He is. He's so sweet about it. And I'm really not. And it's not that I don't like affection. I love affection. But, you know, as we shared before, we have four little boys. And, you know, we're kind of like pulled in different directions all day long. And especially, I mean, our youngest is four, so he still very much needs me physically. And I love that. But by the end of the day, when I'm laying in bed, I just want to have, like, my corner of the bed. And I get hot if Dave is, like, on me. And he likes to take his leg and, like, wrap it around me. And we lovingly refer to it as the leg of love, or LOL. And so, like, I feel like I told him, and it really took me a while to tell him this, and we talk about this in the book. Don't wait to tell your spouse that something is frustrating you. But eventually I was like, sweetie, this leg feels like you're, you know, I'm in a prison when I'm sleeping and I'm hot and I'm bound and I can't move. So what we do is we try to serve one another in this way. So I give Dave some cuddle time, and then I give him like a double pat, which means I love you, but get off me. And then
right.
he lovingly gets off me and gives me my space so I can sleep
in
peace.
It's compromise.
I love it. That's real life stuff. And I know that, like you said, there's always a cuddler in a marriage, and there's one that's like, no, not so much. I need my space. And I'm just, you know, glad that Dave's comfortable enough in his masculinity that he can say, hey,
I need
my cuddles, baby. But, you know, you guys also talk about that. I mean, even one of the things I love, Ashley, that you did, you shared an example about taking turns.
Taking turns, like when it comes to
like TV shows, you talked about TV shows in your book.
Yes.
all the men will like this one. That's why I wanted to tee it up here. Give you some bunny points.
Dave has been so good. Like we live in a boy household in every way. Like it's superheroes all day long. It's like it used to be monster trucks for a while. It's like sports and all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to TV shows, Dave has been very sweet about letting me have my moments to watch my wedding shows or watch my home shows or cooking shows, things that he literally has no interest in whatsoever. And in the same way, there's times, and I'm just using TV shows as one example, but there's times where in our marriage, you know, we take turns. And I remember one day the NFL draft was on, and I thought, I'm going to turn that on. I have absolutely no knowledge of this, no interest in this. But I'm going to learn something, and I'm going to make Dave's day. And so, like, I turned it on. I was like, sweetie, I turned on the draft for you. And we sat together, and he explained how it worked.
I wanted to make out with her right then. Like, you turned on the NFL draft? What?
It really is something I found is I think at first we resent that. We think, oh, I just want to watch my show or whatever. Or whatever it is. It could be your activity or whatever you want to do. We really kind of dig our heels in sometimes and want to get our way. But what I've found is when we can serve each other and take turns, we learn from each other. And actually, over time, I have really found an appreciation for sports. And just in the past couple of years, I think I've initiated this. I've said, let's go to a professional baseball game, or let's go to, you know, whatever it is. And Dave, I mean, I literally, you guys, I'm the most non-athletic, non-sports knowledgeable person in the world, probably, okay, because I just did not grow up knowing that. And so it's something that has opened my eyes, and I love it because I see the joy on Dave's face. And so, it's really neat in the process. You usually end up learning something new, and then you kind of can find new interests together.
Man, we are out of time. I can't believe it. Time flies and we're having fun, but we've had Dave and Ashley Willis with us. Guys, thanks so much for being with us, and excited about your new book. Wish you the best with it. It's called The Naked Marriage. You can find it online at nakedmarriagebook.com. Dave and Ashley, thanks so much for being with us. Love you guys.
Love you, Greg. Thanks.
Love you.
All right. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Taking care of Central Kentucky's floral needs for over 25 years, Creations by Karen features floral arrangements for every occasion, from anniversaries, corsages, Valentine's Day, as well as birthday gifts. You can count on Creations by Karen to deliver beautiful anniversary flowers, new baby gifts, bridal arrangements, or sympathy flowers. Contact them today at creationswithak@bykaren.net. That's creations-by-karen.net.